All right, we haven't gone to the news, but we will have the news coming up at 1 o'clock, so apologies. But you've got me for the next hour, again, you lucky people. And coming up, we've got loads more music, as well as the brand new one from the JoJo Man Band, which is called Zombie, which I'm loving.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's a lot brighter out there than it was earlier, but still see those dark clouds. Another possibility of rain this afternoon, about 40% chance, going up to about 60% chance by about 5 o'clock. So we might get hit with some more rain here in Brentwood. We've had some a little bit of hail, I think, this morning. It was terrible. Overnight, it should remain dry. Then into Tuesday morning, temperature's going to be 13 degrees. And again, some showers possible around about lunchtime tomorrow, about a 40% chance. Fingers crossed it'll miss us. And as we head into the week, it's looking a little bit rainy Wednesday and Thursday as well, with Friday again still got that rain and being overcast. Temperatures were absolutely fantastic at the weekend, but we're not seeing any of those this week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1 weekdays on Phoenix FM. What am I doing? I'm just having the last cup of coffee. Got another one. Shouldn't really. I tell you what, I've got a bit of indigestion again. I think what it was, I had a glass of white wine yesterday, two glasses of white wine. And it just, white wine is not good for me anymore. It just makes me get like acid indigestion, and not good. Today is not so bad, but then what did I have for breakfast? I didn't have peanut butter. I just had toast with a bit of cheese on. Very thin bit of cheese, but I can't, again, that doesn't really agree with me. And I do like peanut butter on toast some mornings, but again, it doesn't do me any favours. I don't know. What do I fancy? I don't know. I might cook something. I might do like a tray bake. I did actually buy, I bought a butternut squash. Don't ask me why. But I can roast it off with a bit of harissa paste. That'll be nice. Maybe blend it into soup or something. Although I'm not really in a soup mood. I don't like those very thin, not thin, those thick kind of like soups with no bits in. I've got one of those blenders that will blend everything up, but it does like ice. It can do anything to make it into very smooth paste. Which is fantastic. But I don't like the texture. I like a meaty soup, you know, that's got bits in it that you can eat. Like potato and chicken and things. I am a bit of a chicken fiend, as you know. In fact, a few people keep laughing at me for the amount of chicken I like. But I only like certain chicken, you know. I like a chicken that's had a good life, yeah? I don't want to have chicken from somebody that's not had a good life. Or not from someone, but, you know. I like a nice bit of chicken, but it needs to be... it needs to have a good... Because there's a difference in the taste, I think, between having... you know, sort of free-range chicken and having one that's not had much luck. Because I think the ones that are not really looked after very well, they taste like, it's got a chicken kind of flavour, but they taste of fat. And you kind of eat them. And this is the mouthfeel. It's like... that mouthfeel. I can't describe it. It's like a airy kind of... feel. See, I'm trying to describe it. If you know... if you're like me, then you will know what I'm trying to say. Which has gone wrong. Now, it was very funny, actually, at the comedy night that we went to on Friday. Bob Simpson was there. And what they did is they had a row of seats and everyone sat in the row behind. Now, I was meant to be sitting next to Bob, but I went and sat on the sofas because the chairs weren't particularly very comfortable. And they've got loads of stools and chairs in there, but some people would sat on the chairs. I thought I'd sit on the sofas, and it was really comfortable. So I was sat to the side, and... So when the comedians came, they could obviously see nobody's in the front row, so they took it away. And then Bob was in the front row. So when they went straight to Bob and they said, what do you do? And he went, I'm on the radio. And he went, oh, what radio station? Phoenix FM. And you got a few, yeah, in the audience. And he said, yeah, Michelle's on Phoenix FM as well. The guy wasn't interested in me, thank the Lord. And then he was saying, sort of winding Bob up about the radio show. But the funny thing was, he said to Bob, what's your favourite song, Bob? What's your favourite song? And Bob went, it's actually Beyonce, Blackbird by Beyonce, great track. And the guy went, well, I wasn't expecting that. But it is good. Here it is now.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Blackbird singing in the dead of
night.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly, learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
myself, cause I hate it when I make you cry.
Not keep saying that. I need to need to change the name. It's Hypnotist, remix of the Colin Lee track Reconnected. I must do that when I get in. I keep saying the wrong track, and if he's listening, he'll be getting very angry. I haven't changed it, but I will do when I get in. So there we go. I do apologise. I apologise. I can't do more.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Time for some Kylie Minogue. Then we're going to have some JoJo Man Band with Zombie. I played this song last week and by Kylie, and I went, oh, what a great track. And this is an old one, very old track. But I just thought, yeah, you can't help but feel happy if you listen to this Kylie Minogue track. It's Step Back in Time. Come on. You'll enjoy it.
I want to funk. I want to F-F-U-F-U-N-K. I want to funk.
Released in 1990. See, I think that's 23 years ago, but it's not, is it? I keep missing out. I don't know if you like that. I miss out that 2000s for some reason. I go, oh, that's only 23 years ago. It's 33. Is that 33 years ago? Yeah, 90, 2000. Oh, do you know what it is, isn't it? 90. Oh, yeah. Then you got the 2000s, 2000 thingy bob. Then up to, oh, yes, it is. You're right. I am right. Yeah, 34 years ago. Step back in time. Well, that is stepping back in time. I don't know why I always miss out that 2000s. 2009. That's a decade that I always forget about. So I think, oh, that wasn't that long ago. And then you go, oh, dear. Obviously, I don't remember the song. I was too young at the time. Anyway, but I do love Kylie. And she's looking amazing. She sounds great. And she puts on a good old show, doesn't she? Puts on a good old show. Here's the JoJo Man Band. This is Zombie.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, always loads to do, and let's have a little look for later on this month. Now, Cornwall Bluff, a Phoenix FM fundraiser at Naustock Village Hall, been organised by very own Roy Tysak. A quiz night with a difference. Test your knowledge of unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. £20, including an evening meal and refreshments. Click the link for more details on the website and you can find out more there. Looks like it's going to be a fantastic night with Roy and the team.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Coming up here are the Sherlocks with Remember All the Girls.
Remember all the girls who used to live inside a world on the back row of the classrooms at school. They talked like they were 25, they knew all that there was to life. Well, I'm so wishing I knew more. Where will I be when this is over? How would I feel looking back over my shoulder? If you see me, will you remember me? Or will I be another face in the crowd?
Till 10 p.m. Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Small town girl. FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you today. The clouds have gone away because Scott Ross has turned up. That's good, isn't it? Let's have a look at M25 at the moment. Brook Street roundabout not looking too bad. Still got those problems though. Delays are 7 minutes, but they are easing. M25 anti-clockwise. It's between Junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout to the Junction 27 of the M11, which is average speed about 15 mile an hour, but it is up from about Watton's Green onwards, so not a problem round the roundabout at the moment. A1023 is running nicely. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. And by Shenfield Station in both directions, it is quite busy along that section again. It normally is. M25, two lanes closed and slow traffic due to emergency barrier repairs on the A13 now at the M25 Junction 30 Lakeside Purfleet. Congestion is to Thurrock on the A13 westbound, where traffic joins from Lakeside down to one lane on the southwest corner now after this serious accident, which was last night. On the A12, as you travel up towards Chelmsford, you do have those roadworks, and as you get towards the turn off for Chelmsford, it is actually you can't get off there because of the roadworks and 40 mile an hour speed restrictions. So you have to go along to the next turn off, which is for Gallywood, and then there are signs heading all the way in to Chelmsford Centre itself. Can't see any of the problems on the road. You'll get more traffic and travel with Scott Ross in the next hour. square away from my guests last week, and it was great to hear from the lads. And they also have got a brand new track out, Square Wave. It's getting a lot of radio play on the bigger BBC stations as well, but we had it first. Here it is. It's on our A-list. It's called Too Far.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
But who wants to be the disco?
Oh, I was still typing there. Just as the rain and thunder and everything, not thunder, but the rain and hail, and then through the door burst the one and only Scott Ross. And he was there.
I'm just thankful I missed that.
I thought you brought him. It was like Dracula.
It was unbelievable.
Door burst open. I was like, what's going on?
But it's like the end of the world.
Well, it's like very clear now. Yeah, let's not talk about that because there's lots of stuff going on in the world at the moment. And you are kind of thinking, I think sometimes we think, oh, in the UK we'll be fine. But things can change so rapidly, like other countries have had over the years, where you don't think there's going to be stuff going on. And I don't want to frighten anybody, but, you know, things can happen. Things can happen. And I think, you know, if I had to maybe farm my own stuff because the internet had been cut off, well, I think that's one thing that probably would happen, is all your internet and your phones would go down. And I thought, if I had to grow my own vegetables or you defend my house, I'd be the first one gone. I'd have no chance at all.
Well, I say, there was an article in the paper this week, it was on Saturday, this was a daft article with two pages telling you what to do in the event of a nuclear attack. Most of the things were totally impractical and, well, frankly, it's pointless anyway.
And you're going to be talking about it later to give people a bit of a laugh just to lighten the mood.
It'd be an absolute
blast. I bet people are going, that Scott Ross told me that it's a nuclear attack and he told me to go, oh, never mind.
Well, it's all right. We're okay here. We're almost next door to the secret nuclear bunker.
Well, so there, you know. Yes, you could get in there, couldn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Don't wait for the wife. Sorry. I can't come home and pick you up. I'm already here. Anyway, now I have to tell you what happened at the weekend, and I didn't mention this earlier. I'm going to mention it now. One of a friend of mine who I knew probably, he might be listening in, he might not be, who I knew probably about over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. We don't really see each other, but we do follow each other on Facebook. And when I was younger, and I had friends in London who I still speak to now and again, and we don't get to meet up very often, but we used to go out and do crazy things. But we were all very young, probably about 17 or so. And it was, you know, just great fun. And he was part of the gang for a bit and, you know. Yeah. And he moved to Australia and he got married and he's had kids. And it was a very... He's had lymphoma for a very long time, 17 years. And I saw news last week that he's dying. Which is on his Facebook page. And what he's doing, he's ringing round people to have a chat. And we chatted for about an hour and a half. Now, I don't speak to him, you know, from one year to the next. Probably only spoken to him about three times in all that time.
Yeah.
But he still follows me. And we talked about his life. And he's had a really amazing life. And he said, I wanted to go, and I'm talking to as many people as possible because I've accepted what they can't do anything else for me.
Mm.
And he said, I wanted to kind of say goodbye to people. We're not in a sad way. We just laughed and we were just talking. But one of his friends, and I have to say... I can't really say on air, but the last words he said to his friend said, you can't, because he was at hospital. He said, you can't say that. You can't leave me as that being your final words. And he went, I can. And that was the last thing. I can't. It was quite a rude word, actually. I said to him, I'll always remember talking to you. And, you know, the life you had. I mean, he's been to the Taj Mahal. He's been to the Grand Canyon. He's travelled all over the world. He's been to Vietnam. He's always been involved in consultancy. And he said, you know, I have my sad moments. He said, but I've had such an incredible life. And he's not even 60, just coming up to 60, with two young sons.
Yeah.
And it does make you think about, oh, you know, you moan about stuff. And that kind of puts everything into perspective. But the other hand, what an amazing guy to actually ring round to people that he's not spoken to for years. And with me, we're not like friends, he just follows me, but he just wanted to have a chat and talk about the old
shame
days
he
and stuff.
To charge you.
No, he didn't. He used no, don't say that. I'll just say, do I pay for that bill? No, it was on Facebook Messenger.
Oh yeah, one of those things. Yeah.
But I just thought I'd mention. I didn't mention it earlier, but I thought I'd mention it. It was just
very nice.
It was, but again, the way that you deal with death, not you in particular, but people out there, affects people around you. Now, it doesn't always work, because sometimes when people have things like cancer, it can change their personalities, and people who are very jolly are very angry, and you just don't know how people react. So, you know, for him, I think it's amazing to be doing that.
What do you want to do? Great.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you be calling me. I'll put the phone down. Hello, it's Scott. It'd be like,
remembered in my will.
No, it'd be, hello, it's Scott. I'm at the nuclear bunker. Ha ha ha. And put the phone down.
Yes.
Right, let's listen to what's coming up on your show.
All right. What have we got today? We've got a couple of motoring related stories. One about this woman who just got a hefty fine for parking in their own slot, would you believe? And also about a guy who went out and bought a car. Well, it's newly purchased, it wasn't a new car, and then he smashed it up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because he didn't know how to drive it. Truly. Anyway, we got those stories, and of course, tons and tons of great music all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98FM.
And if you want to get in contact with Scott, it's radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can find him across socials at Scott Ross as well, and drop him a little note and say hi.
Why not? Why well, not, I still indeed. Won't leave you in my will.
Get your words out. Here is Aha. This is Objects in the Mirror. Oh, hello. Let me play that. There we go. Well, it's good if I hit the right button. With Who Are You Trying to Fool? I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned. Scott's in.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.